this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about composer Igor Stravinsky.
Yehuda Hanani, one of Stravinsky's major pieces was Apollo and the Muses. Now, of course, we've had Apollo moon missions. We've had a lot of moon worship in this country. So what makes him come up with Apollo and the Muses?
So Stravinsky arrives at the climax of his career. He becomes a celeb. He buys fancy homes, one on the Côte d'Azur, gives inflammatory interviews. He conducts, he plays the piano, of course. He has a fling with Coco Chanel, not to mention his long-standing affair with Vera Sudeikina, who eventually becomes his second wife. He attends parties. His concerts are huge social events for high society, and the luminaries of the art and literature world all attend. Sort of the Andy Warhol of his day. The only time Joyce and Proust met was at a dinner reception after a Stravinsky concert. To give you an idea, the party after Les Noces took place on a barge on the Seine, on the river. Stravinsky jumped through a wreath. Picasso made a sculpture out of children's toys. And Cocteau went around in a captain's uniform calling, "We are sinking! We are sinking!" It will come as no surprise that during those years, we are speaking about 1920 to 1925, he wrote very little music. He was very busy spending more time talking, explaining his music than writing it, mocking musicologists, delivering statements in a dry didactic tone, sort of a musical gibberish. Yet underneath all this, underneath the fame, the success, and the celebrity, lurked tremendous insecurity and self-doubt. Who was he really? All those different styles, all those different experiments, all the different appearances. Who was the real Stravinsky? He turned back to neoclassical style. And the rumor went around that he was no longer serious. Schoenberg walked out of a Stravinsky concert saying Stravinsky betrayed modernism. So he goes back to Greek mythology, and it is fascinating because Picasso, at the end of his life, does the very same thing. He goes back to the simple ancient Greek mythology's stories and draws them in just pen and ink, no color, no cubism, just simple lines. So Stravinsky goes back also to Greek mythology and writes Oedipus Rex after the ancient tragedy by Sophocles and a meditative work, Apollo and the Muses. The change is astonishing. After the explosive Rite of Spring with its brass, percussion, brutal primitivism, Apollo and the Muses is scored for strings alone, a chamber orchestra. It's written in traditional harmonies, tender melodies, and in a typical Stravinsky chutzpah. He now rebukes his contemporary composers for writing in this barbaric style. And he writes in his biography, "The swing of the pendulum was too violent, as if someone else and not he himself set this pendulum in motion." Let's listen to this totally new Stravinsky in Apollo and the Muses.
The Pas de Deux, Apollo and Terpsichore from Stravinsky's Apollo and the Muses. Robert Kraft led the London Symphony Orchestra. Before that, Alan Shartok spoke with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.